Hello, dear student. Welcome again. And I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. We are into chapter 5 of itinerary planning. We have learned about various components of tour planning, and now we are looking into itinerary preparation. That's a product that a tour operator hands over or plan for the customer or the traveler. So what is there in store for us in this chapter? The learning objective of this chapter is itinerary preparation. It will explain the meaning and type of itinerary, understand the need for itinerary planning, why we need to plan, why need to have an itinerary, develop, understand the need of itinerary planning, develop step for preparing the itinerary, what are the steps that has to be incorporated in itinerary planning, provide background information for preparing the itinerary, what is do's and do not, what has to be done and what you don't have to do in itinerary planning. Then draw a sample itinerary for your own choice. For a practicing of an itinerary, you need to have a sample itinerary which most tour operators do it along with their own staff team to monitor the pace, to monitor the step, and to cover up the area that they are offering to their customer, and prepare itinerary for FIT and GIT, group inclusive tours, and of course other type of tours. So let's begin our topic of meaning and type of itinerary. What do we mean by itinerary? Itinerary is a schedule or an arrangement of the activities or the event. What is going to happen step by step in a particular tour? That is called itinerary. It is prepared for designing a package tour. So whenever a package tour that includes various components, how they would go, what would happen on the day one, from morning to evening, what are the activities that will happen, and likewise, if it's 5 days, what is planned for the coming second, the third, and the fourth, and the fifth day. All these arrangements are known as itinerary planning. It's a plan of journey showing the route and the place that the visitor will visit. So having a glance at the itinerary, after it is planned and passed on for customer to avail that, the customer would have a fairly good idea what he or she is going to see in the number of days that they have asked an itinerary to be offered to them. It's not just a piece of information, but a selling point aimed at convincing potential customer. So it is not just a piece of information that you would see a castle, you would visit beachside, you will go to XYZ shopping mall, you would sit down and have a lunch at a restaurant or a coffee shop or whatever. It's not just information. It is step by step what a consumer or a customer would see. Meaning of the itinerary gives a detailed information about the nature, type, length, and quality of the package. It takes so much of detail that it also tells, suppose if they are going to a jungle area, then they would inform the tourist that there will not be a washroom facility available. And possibly they would have to go down into bush to answer nature call. These are the details that are incorporated in a particular itinerary, because no customer should come up after an itinerary is in action or it is in the process of being offered to the customer or the passenger. He or she should not come back that, oh, I was not informed that there will not be a washroom available. So all the details, the greatest detail, are provided in an itinerary. Every itinerary should have 4 A's. And what are they? What attractions would be shown to the customer? How would we go? What is the accessibility? Whether you would be using a vehicle, if there is a walk, what is the long walking time? If there are steps, how many steps? If the road is graded, if it's a bumpy road, or if there are no step, how much is the sharp price? Excuse me, including the detail of the possible weather. Unlike coastal areas or tropical areas, the other areas of the world experience a drastic change in the day and evening and night temperatures. So many a time, itinerary would also suggest carry your pullover, have a shawl on your shoulder so that when we return, it turns into evening and it turns cooler than what you wear in the morning. A day temperature of 25 in Europe possibly would turn to 18 or 16 when you are returning from your itinerary. All these details are incorporated to provide a good suggestion. Likewise, 4A, we talk about attraction, accessibility, what type of accommodation would be offered to you. Is it a 5-star hotel, 4-star hotel, beach resort? What type of a room, luxury room, suite, facing garden, facing beach, facing swimming pool, no look, and so on. And what will be the amenities that you would do in that number of itinerary days that is put before you in the itinerary. So attraction, anything that attracts traveler is part of that visit. The itinerary should mention what is the main attraction of the program. We would visit Taj Mahal. That's the main attraction that would be mentioned. Okay, the journey from Delhi to Agra would take so many hours. We will stop in between for washroom facilities and use of washroom. We will stop in between somewhere for having a lunch, or we would have a lunch when we reach the city of Agra. All these details are added. You would have to, your ticket to enter Taj Mahal area is paid, and you would be given a copy of your entry ticket or a ticket of entry at the gate entrance. Your tour guide have all the tickets available with him that were booked online. All these details are provided. So what is the attraction program? How to reach there? That is accessibility. It can be driving, flying, trekking, rafting, etc. There are many itineraries, especially adventure tour, that contain rafting or trekking, climbing, rock climbing, or trekking on a hilly track or by roads, ungraded roads. All these are accessibility. Where to stay, accommodation, where? What type of a hotel? Is it a resort? It is a boutique hotel? Is it a city hotel? What type of room being offered to you? So much of details are given in certain itineraries that what is the size of the room that you would be staying in, so that if someone want some sort of an additional bed or facilities that they can screen before arriving there. So accommodation is being discussed. Is it going to be a homestay? Are they going to camp and pitch tents, especially for adventure tour where hotels are not available? Resorts also sometimes, like for example, is it a tree hotel? Is it a jungle resort? Whatever. What are the limitations in that jungle resort? All these details are provided. Then finally, the itinerary should mention service element, like what they can enjoy, see or visit. So you will have a glimpse while you are on a jungle resort, then you will be taken by jeep and you will have possibility of having the glimpse of tigers or other wild animal, but you have to listen. Suppose you entered Kruger National Park in South Africa, then it's full of wildlife and you are given guidelines as to what to do. So many of us would have seen activities of Kruger National Park in our social media, and that is what the itinerary suggests. What are you going to see? If you are going to raft, what will be the drop? What is the flow of water? How many people would be having that drafting? Will you be guided or will you be independent? And so many such details. All that will be entered into the activities included in the itinerary. What are you going to see? So the core business of a tour wholesaler or tour operator is package tour. We have learned this. A planned itinerary eliminates much of the tension and problem at the time of operation of the tour. So no stress is given. The first thing a tour guide would come up and say is relax. You are in the safe hand. We are experienced. Even if it's a rocky terrain, even there, the driver, you are going to a sand dune, a desert safari where there are so many of sand dunes. The tour guide would put you into comfort zone, ask you to relax, and tour package will be offered to you. A planning itinerary eliminate much of the tension. Before the finalization of a tour itinerary, along with the route, one or two FIT or small group tours, a group includes, are conducted to analyze the feedback of the customer. So these are like a test tour that is being offered, and the feedback is obtained, like how the customer experienced this, and on the basis of this, a modification can be done or additional services can be added up. For example, on a desert tour, where they go on a desert safari, where the four-wheel drive go up and down on sand dune, a tire pressure is monitored. And if the heat is more to control on, because the sand, when you are going into a sand dune, there is too much of heat. Ultimately, that can result into bursting of tire. So all those details are taken care of in a test drive before it is offered to the end user. A package tour itinerary may be divided into different type with primary objective of reminding the duties and responsibilities of different stakeholders in organizing package. So tour operators, vendors, coach drivers, interpreters, escorts and guides. All these terms you are familiar with. So the responsibilities would be divided. Where an interpreter would be required, because an interpreter possibly would translate what guide has spoken, because guide has a detailed knowledge. An interpreter may not. A translator that is interpreting the complete itinerary would be just translating, interpreting it to the local language where the tourists are requesting for. So example, Italian interpreter would be translating what a guide would have spoken in English, and that would be translated. So duties would be mentioned, responsibility will be divided. Everybody takes the responsibility in type of itinerary. So we are talking about different type of itinerary and meaning of these itineraries. A package tour itinerary may be divided into different type. We just now saw this, divided into interpreter and so on. Itinerary for the tourists. A tourist itinerary is more useful for tour planners to check its feasibility and operation. A tourist itinerary is a reference for a tourist to follow during journey, comprising place of transit, stopover, arrival and departure time, meal plan, check-in, check-out, time, mode of transport, and activities. So itinerary that is done for a tourist, basically the escort or possibly a guide or a tour manager will continuously keep sharing the detail from time to time. For example, if the bus is stopping at a particular point, he would say, we will now disembark and it is 11:30 and we would re-meet again at the same point around 12 o'clock. So all this is to area around you is a fort that you would go and visit, and that is independent. In case if the guide has to go along with them, then the group goes along with them. So responsibilities are distributed, details are shared, and it's a duty of the conductor or the tour escort to count the head before they disembark from the bus or whichever mode of transport they are using, that all are gathered and moved in the number that they have brought in. In case if there is any missing number, then they have to wait, because that's part of their responsibility to bring everyone together to go on that tour. While designing tourist itinerary, some of the aspects must be given due importance. They are purpose of the tour, budget, accommodation, transportation, choice of destination, attraction, activities at destination, and legal issues. For example, legal issues refers to some areas which are prohibited for tourists. There are certain areas beyond which a tourist cannot move forward, or an area where excavation, collection, picking up of anything found in that area is absolutely restricted. Also, to protect wildlife, to protect antiques, there are certain legal issues. A tourist should not cross that boundary, and it is shared in itinerary for a tourist. Like, for example, any archaeological site, you are not supposed to pick up even the smallest possible thing that you see there to be picked up, because that all belong to Archaeological Survey of India, and no tourist is allowed to pick up anything from there. So all that are informed to the advice in the itinerary in detail, like which hotel you would be staying. And upon arrival, as I said, the tour manager would handle the distribution of rooms in accordance with the group. Married couple would go, two single men would go into single double occupancy room, and likewise, a family of four would stay with a room that can accommodate four. As per international laws, there are many countries which do not allow number of guests to be more than certain three or four maximum. Most countries not allow more than four at all. Some countries do, if they are same room, and children above 16 years of age are not allowed to share rooms of their parent. There are many laws that fall under legal issues that have to be advised, including advice given on possible use of certain, like swimming costume, wearing particular type of clothing. Say if you are entering a place of worship, going to a temple or a mosque or a church, for example, then you need to wear clothes that are long enough, cover your shoulder, and not revealing clothes. All these are advice, because these are legal issues and could result into disturbing the host community as well as the religious sentiment of the host community. So it's always advised to inform the tourists about that, and that comes in itineraries. We will come that to that point in do's and don'ts. So tour manager would play the role of, to play an important role, he has to perform different duties from planning to the actual operation of the tour. Professional expertise, knowledge of different travel issues, crisis management, and personal experience help in organizing a tour. Crisis management could be anything. A vehicle breaks down. So that's a scenario where most of the tourists are under the open sun, and they are experiencing extreme heat. There is no shelter available, and the air condition has broken down. So that's a crisis, and the tour manager would be competent enough to handle that scenario and manage that. So that would be the role of a tour manager in itinerary planning. The tour manager's itinerary includes complete details of the tour from the first day to the last day. I mentioned in detail about all this, what would happen on day one, where they would be staying, if it involves moving from one area to another area, which would be the hotel, what is that hotel area famous for, what you would see. Apart from general details, in tourist itinerary, a tour manager itinerary includes more information about alternate arrangement, contact numbers, and rate and tariff details. For example, if someone wants, there are many places where still cameras are allowed to be taken. Any movie to be shot, you need to pay for that. Any movie cameras or pictures to be taken in some areas, there is no for shooting. For example, if you go down to certain historical site, shooting inside is not allowed. Say, for example, interior part of Taj Mahal, where the graves of Mumtaz Mahal is there, you are not allowed to shoot. And likewise, you go to a famous temple, you are not allowed to shoot in the temple. All that a tour manager will advise to you. And it is very important, because the tourist who has visited that place is totally unaware and ignorant about it. I remember many churches in Europe were not allowing tourists to come in if they were wearing half sleeves, t-shirts or short pants in about 25, 30 years back. Likewise, many temples, if you go to, say, Buddhist temple, or even in our country, temples, you have to have a full-length dress below your knees. And likewise, complete covering of your body, no short clothes. All these are detail that is advised to a tourist, and itinerary must contain. Also, contact number in case if you are lost, and in case if you have difficulty, in case if you have an elevated issue that you need to address immediately, where the tour manager is not able to handle, then who is the next elevated level that you can talk to? The contact number, including the contact number, if you are staying at a particular hotel that is different from where you checked out to come on the trip, all details are provided. So itinerary carries lot of details. Itinerary for a tourist guide is designed for an escort or interpreter or a guide, and it provides common information along with specific information to them. So it will have a common information also. Like guide will also be able to read, this is the place, what was this country ruled earlier, by which ruler this area, what was the dynasty that was ruling here, which was this place and what now it is, who built this temple, who was, how many visitors come approximately here. Guide will give more detail, and his itinerary would carry the detail. The itinerary for the vendor, such as accommodation. So vendors play a major role. What is mentioned in the client's itinerary, hence it is unavoidable to aware of the specific parts of the itinerary. So arrangements in advance, for example, the group would be arriving at so-and-so time. They would not be checking in at the reception area, possibly provide them a separate check-in counter at a different place. Could be on the first floor or could be on different area where the guests can relax and the tour manager can go and do a check-in for them through that. So vendor, which means hotelier, airline, there are special group check-in at the airport also, special group check-in at the hotel also. Some of the hotel provide welcome drink like a coconut drink or a punch or any such drink. Some hotels in Far East offer you cold or hot towel to relax, and many such things that will be advised to the vendor. And to provide a good service, that itinerary will be handed. The group would arrive around 12. So you be ready with your arrival kit, like check-in, just take the name and detail. Some good tour operators share the information of the guest, passport number and detail in advance. So the guests just come in, they are handed over the hotel room key, and then they go to the respective room with no detail to be filled up, because they already have the details available being provided by the tour operator in advance. So we are learning about meaning and different types of itinerary, and we are understanding what a vendor could do. And I gave you a lot of information. Some of the guests would have certain things that they don't need to take to their room, but keep it in the concierge only. Suppose if it's a city hotel, and they got a room on the 40th floor. There is no point taking all that luggage to 40th floor because they are staying just there for two nights. They would be checking out. So such luggages, especially if they have done a major shopping in an area, they would keep it in the concierge instead of taking it. These are just examples that I am giving it to you to understand what a hotel accommodation itinerary would possibly suggest and how a vendor could provide a better service by getting an information on different itinerary requirement. Drivers are the people who know the place. They execute the itinerary. They would take, so drivers will be given an itinerary that will include what time the group has to be picked up and from where, what places they have to go, what is the turnaround point, restricted areas of driving, say area which is no traffic zone, no transport allowed. There are a lot of such places in the world where tourists can only walk. The driver has to park the vehicle somewhere much away from that. The driver would know that they should not go and enter into that area. And what other entertainment activities? Of course, the escort and the guide communicate with one another when the group is all set and seen whatever is to be shown to them in accordance with the itinerary. The driver is available. If the driver has to come in a very heavy traffic area, then the group has to walk down to some comfort area where the guests can walk into the buses comfortably and so on and so forth. So driver has a different type of, and dropping off, for example, on an itinerary on return, many would adopt to stop and get down in the city so that they can have their dinner and go to the hotel and go for some shopping. So it depends, driver will have to manage that. Driver cannot say, okay, no, I've brought you from hotel, I'll drop you at the hotel only. So these all provisions are well advised to the driver, and driver has to cooperate. In many countries of the world, mostly the drivers are not so much comfortable with English. So they continuously interact with the tour guide or an escort, and that forms sit into the itinerary planning. Of course, that's not the concern for a tourist, because a tourist would possibly look for the services that are being offered in an itinerary. But every single component that we just now spoke, from tour manager to the vendor to the guide and finally the driver, all will have different activities which would be part of an itinerary. Everybody would be playing their role to make the itinerary successful and the tour interesting. Thank you. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. It was a pleasure talking to you. Hope you enjoyed my presentation.